Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello and welcome to the Dave Moore podcast. It features me and them. And I'm sure you can work out who they are and who I am. Do we say our names all the time? Like, I mean, you guys aren't that important.
No.
Like, the people that are here for me.
We're the canned laughter.
Yeah.
Well, we're the extras who get paid if we say lines.
Oh. We get paid extra if we say lines.
Yeah. You guys
like
are getting paid.
EastEnders.
Not enough.
Like in EastEnders, you know, the way we always go when we're watching at home, you know, Shrimpy is one of the extras, or there's Tracy who works like in the pub and the calf. And
Shrimpy,
yeah. He wears a hat and he has this weird haircut. But he'll just be on the market stall. And then the odd time he'll go, "Oh, nice one, Billy." And we go, "Oh, Shrimpy got paid this week.
Shrimpy's getting chippy at the weekend."
Yeah. Nice. Christmas fund. He's ready to go.
That would be kind of cool, though, being a featured extra in a, I was going to say a sitcom, not a sitcom, a soap opera, where like you're there on set every time. You get to know people. You know you got a regular job.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's probably not every day, but like, you know, every week or so he'd be in doing stuff.
Yeah.
When I was when I did the tour of Ross Naroon a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Do you remember when I was an extra on Ross Naroon?
I do, yes.
You can still find that episode online if anyone wants to go and have a look. It's brilliant.
You're looking at a menu or something, isn't it?
Looking at a menu and I look back, there's a bit of a row going on. But anyway, there was extras there that have been in there for years, retired. There was two retired men. You know, they could be shooting a scene in the cafe.
Yeah.
And then the director, or is it the showrunner? Is that what they're...
Yeah.
They'll come over and say, "Actually, Seamus, we'll actually use you for this one here. We're just shooting over in the cafe if you wouldn't mind coming over."
Yeah.
And then they'll just set him up and he's just sitting there. He's one of the locals. And he'll go back over because he could be shooting a scene and they've no plan to use him.
Yeah.
But then say, "Actually, no, that shot would be nicer if we had someone." Seamus.
But think about it. Like, they're Ross Naroon, EastEnders, Corey, they're all set in villages or parts of, you know, they're set in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So the same people have to, you can't have new extras all the time.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
But also, like, watching them all, which I do, Emmerdale are terrible for extras.
In what sense?
They don't have any.
Oh.
They've, like, you never see anybody but the cast.
And isn't there a lot of, much like all of them, but isn't a huge amount of that set in the pub?
In the pub?
Pub.
No.
Pub and the club.
Not as much. Yeah, like it. They are in it, but actually, I went over and did the tour of the set.
I remember you brought me back some pens.
Emmerdale and Coronation Street. Coronation Street was mind blowing. Emmerdale, it's the old village, so they used to shoot in an actual village, and then I think the locals didn't agree with the shooting times and all that kind of stuff, so they ended up buying a lot and building a replica of the village.
Wow.
But when you're going on the tour, you go to the old village. You don't go to the set. So you go into the old village and you go into the pub. Like, and it looks nothing like it on the inside. It looks exactly the same on the outside. But your woman serving behind the bar, her name
is not Holly Oaks.
No.
That would be good.
No. Her name is Candida. Which I think is a type of yeast infection.
What the hell?
Or at least
where
the treatment, the treatment for a yeast infection.
Yeah.
Are you on Candida? I am. Don't tell anyone.
Side effects may include.
Very nice woman. Gave me some very nice wine.
Here's one for you, Maria.
And a good treatment for a yeast infection.
I was watching a movie the other night. It was explosions. It was shirtless men. Yeah. It was like everything I look for in a movie. Oh my God, it was good. It's called Land of Bad, right? It's Russell Crowe. Like Liam Hemsworth and a load of just fit, bearded, ridiculous lads. Anyway, I'm looking at a guy going, "Why not him? Why not? What's he in? He's in something." Ricky, who was in Dream Team and Hollyoaks.
Team, the sock, the
Ricky Whittle.
Football.
Ricky Whittle. Ricky Whittle. Moved to LA.
Yeah.
Wasn't he married to or engaged to, or is he married to one of the other, the one who played Stephanie Dean? They were going out.
I know Whittles, her.
Dated his Hollyoaks co-star Carly Stenson.
Yeah, she was Steph Dean, wasn't she?
I'll tell you now.
That was my peak. So I never really did the soaps, but I did Hollyoaks when I was in college, but there's, only the Omnibus.
There's her. Yeah. Stenson.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, when Ricky. Come but he's from now in from... like Hollywood explosion movies.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
So good man, Ricky Whittle.
He
I
has
love
that chiseled
that movie.
Look about him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got really into Hollyoaks when I was in college, but only at night. I would like when I'd come home from a night out, I'd often be sitting up in bed drinking tea and eating toast, watching the Hollyoaks Omnibus, and then I'd fall asleep and I'd get up the next morning and be back on, so I'd just pick up where I left off. It's great.
For me, it was Sweet Valley High and Sister Sister. That was my college.
Oh, I like that's Sister Sister.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Great.
Actually, I saw this article this morning and I thought of you, Dave.
Yeah.
So there is a new kind of explosions, all that kind of stuff after landed on Netflix. It has a 94% score.
Oh,
on
I never care about percent. I will watch something with a 2%.
Yeah,
so don't worry about that.
The better.
Yeah. What's it
called? Oh, is that my phone?
Yeah, it's your phone.
Sorry. Another reason is called Plane, Jared Butler.
Oh, I've
it was out last year.
That. Yeah.
It was a 2023 film, but it's after landing on Netflix. Do you know it?
No. Yes, I don't know. I've never seen it. Oh. I remember seeing it and going, oh, I must watch that.
Yeah.
And now it's on Netflix.
It sees Jared Butler play a commercial pilot named Brody Torrance who saves the passengers on his plane from a lightning strike by landing on a war-torn island.
Yes!
Of course he did.
So you!
Of course he did.
All of my ingredients.
I love
and
him.
Jared Butler. Can't argue with that, Maria.
Oh, he's delicious.
Right. There are no delicious topless men in this, I'm afraid. This is a podcast. But we did talk about instant regrets on the show. And there were so many incredible ones. Even ones about painting. Let's go to Saraya and Blanchardstown. Hi, Saraya. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. What's your instant regret? What have you done to yourself?
Well, I started off saying, okay, I want to paint the hall stairs landing.
Yeah, okay, that's brave.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know, while I'm waiting to get the paint in, sure, I'll take off that little bit of paint that's chipped on the nail post at the bottom of the stairs. And I was like, I don't have any paint stripper. I have a hot gun out in the shed. I'll bring in the hot gun and strip the paint using the hot gun. But then I burnt the carpet on the stairs with the hot gun. And then what started off as I'll just strip off a little bit of paint, the entire nail post had to be stripped then because it was damaged. And then it was like, so I have to do all the balustrading now going up the stairs and around. And then it was like, well, the nail post at the top of the stairs has to be done now.
Of course, yeah.
And then, of course, the handrails have to be stripped back as well.
And how far along in this process are we now, Saraya?
Everything is stripped. Everything is stripped. But the thought of actually painting now, I could cry.
And just to point out, you wanted to paint the walls.
I wanted to paint the walls. And somehow I ended up with the stairs having to be done. And now I have to replace the carpet because I burnt the carpet on the stairs.
Oh, dear. It's not good. Although, I will give you my tip for painting like stairs, right?
Don't do it. Well, that's number one.
Yeah. Number two is, so you know the way they're so awkward to paint the, what are they called? Yeah. Are they, what are the kind of the...
The balustrade.
The balustrade. Spindles. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
So apparently, now I've only done this once because we don't have them in our house. I did it at my friend's house. But it worked for me, all right? Because I saw it online. Is you get like... Like, you know, the powdered rubber gloves, right?
Yeah.
You get that first, right? And you snap on them like you're in a doctor's surgery, right? So that's going to protect your hand. Then you get a football sock that you don't need anymore. And you dip your rubber gloved, now football socked hand into the paint. And then you can just use your hand to paint it. Because if you try and do it with a brush, forget it. You'll just be there forever.
You can also use a tanning glove because if it's good for tanning.
There you go. That's a good shout. But I would still put on the rubber glove underneath.
Maybe that's my next summer little task. I can live with it.
Live with it for a little while. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Saraya, listen, I can't wait to see the finished product when it's done. We'll all call around for a cup of tea and have a look at the stairs.
Please do. Yeah, no
snagging. Thanks a million. See you.
Bye.
Sinead says, Maria, 100% get the lasagna regret. I once made the Nigella Lawson one. It's a 3 to 4 hour process.
Ugh.
And now my kids won't eat any other type because that one's so nice.
Damn you, Nigella.
Ouch, Sinead, ouch. Listen, there's a couple of texts in there. Well, like a lot of them have rolled on the floor laughing emoji. So I'm assuming, like Jared's one says, 28 years married, I still wondered, what have I done? That's my regret, right? Except then you get a message in that wants to remain anonymous that sounds like this.
Dave, I can't mention names, but definitely standing at the altar at my first wedding.
that's not necessarily a moment of regret that you want to be having for any members of the party. But
nobody wins.
No, nobody wins that one. Absolutely nobody wins that one. But yeah, listen, whoever you are, I hope it's all going well now, whatever situation you find yourself in. Keith's got a difficult problem.
How are you, Dave? And this regret I have is not pinning my daughter down to a team from very early on.
Yeah.
Although she likes the Man United men's team, she also likes Arsenal women's. Trying to explain to her, doesn't really work like that. But the whole Kate McCabe thing just blew up, and that's why she likes Arsenal women's teams. And now she has a Man United jersey and an Arsenal jersey. And there's an instant regret not saying, this can't happen, honey. Not on my watch.
No, it's difficult. Like, it's hard to control them. Like, for a moment, I lost my eldest to Man City.
Oh.
He's back. He's back. Don't worry. He's
but
back.
But isn't there, there's Aoife on the Ireland team, but she plays for Man United women.
Aoife Mannion, yeah.
Aoife Mannion. So he should have steered his daughter into away from Katie McCabe
into
Aoife Mannion.
There you go. There's an option for you. Robbie's got a regret as well.
Hi, Dave. Instant regret is not something that I've done very often, but I have done twice. It, buy a gym membership. What was I thinking? I mean, really, the guilt. As soon as you buy it and then don't go in and use it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Absolutely love it.
Put your money in the bin.
Yeah, there's a lovely message in here from Orla who says, my instant regret has been myself and my mum and her best friend and her mum. We were all in Thailand and went for a spa day massage. We were choosing our massage and I just picked one at random, chose traditional Thai. My instant regret, Dave, was when the lady told me to put on a karate suit before my massage. I was pulled, stood on, elbowed, kneed where I wasn't expecting. My mom and her friend and her mom looked so relaxed and oily afterwards. Let's say I didn't have the same look. So, I don't know if you regret anything. At least you know there are other people around the world also feeling the same way. Maybe you'll regret if you never give Music Master a chance. You have to give it a chance. You have to try. Like, listen to Ken. Ken's been playing almost every single day and he eventually stepped up. What happened to Ken? Listen.
Music Master on Today FM.
I really do love this quiz so much. I want to see if I can get myself a winner. That would be nice for a Friday. Maybe it'll be Jules Gleeson in Limerick. Hi, Jules.
Hiya.
You're doing this because you want to shut your colleagues up. Why are they always telling you you have to have a go?
Yeah, pretty much. My colleague Ingrid in particular. Hi, Ingrid. Listening outside the moment. She is always on at me to entry, so yeah.
Is that because you're playing along when you're listening to it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and how do you do usually?
Pretty good, but I'm probably going to bomb this morning.
Come on now, where's the positive thinking, Jules?
Stage fright, oh my God.
There'll be no stage fright, just be you being class, Jules. That's what we're going to have now for a few minutes. Right, let's jump into round one and see what you're going to choose.
Round one.
Three categories to choose from, Jules. You can have either Gway, Come Again, or Behind the Scenes.
Let's go for Gway.
Gway. Okay, these are songs that start with the letter G. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Who sings the 2004 hit Gasolina?
Pat.
Daddy Yankee. How were the Beach Boys' Vibrations?
Good.
They were. Get Your Freak On was a hit for who?
Missy Elliott.
Yes. She Take My Money When I'm in Need are the first words sung in which Kanye West hit?
Gold Digger.
Yes. Was Go a hit for the Chemical Brothers or the Physical Cousins?
Chemical Brothers.
Yes. Ed Sheeran and Mundy have both released a song by which name?
Pat.
Galway Girl. Ghost of You was an upbeat hit for which Brit pop singer?
Pat.
Mimi Webb. A cover of Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun was released in 2008 by which Flowers singing star?
Pat.
It was Miley Cyrus. What did Pink want to get started on a Saturday night?
Get Party Started.
Yes. God Save the Queen is by which punk rock band?
Sex Pistols.
Yes. Which boy band were Glad You Came?
Pat.
The Wanted. Ghost was the debut single from Ella Henderson. What show did she start on?
X Factor.
Yes, she did start on X Factor. Oh, there's the drums. They always kind of surprise me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No wonder Ingrid's telling you to have a go. That's very impressive, Jules. And we're going to try and make it even better now with the bonus round. Say again?
They're all laughing outside. I can hear that.
Okay, well, let's see if we can make them impressed now with your bonus round.
Bonus round.
So your category still applies. These are all songs that start with G, okay?
Okay.
It's a big hint. And then what you're playing today is last few notes. So these are literally the last few notes of these songs. I need artist and title of each one. Here is your first one.
That's Chapel Road.
And what's the song called?
I can't think of it.
Go on. You've got the artist, Chapel Road, and...
No, I can't think of it, sorry.
Good Luck Babe, it's called. Good Luck Babe. Okay, try this one.
On the
day that I
die. What's his name? Oh, do you know what? I can't think of these things. I told you, stage fright.
Nothing coming there. No, George Ezra, that is, in Green, Green Grass. Okay, try this one.
No.
No. Green Day and Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, that's called. Okay, so listen, I can't add into your score of 7, but 7 is a very good score and it might just be enough to get you into the final, Jules.
Okay, sure, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, listen, that's what it's all about. You had a go, you've done it now, and then you've got one chance to be in the final. We'll see how Ken does. He's going to go up against you. And if it's you, we'll come back to you in a few minutes' time and see if you can be a music master.
Before I let you go, can I give a shout-out to everybody here in our Caroline office in Limerick and also in Dublin and Belfast and in London if they're listening?
Absolutely. Sit tight, though, because I will come back to you after Ken has a go to see if you're getting a Dave Moore mug are going through to the final. Lots of prizes up for grabs from Music Master. That's why people go fight tooth and nail to get through to the final. And Jules got herself a score of 7. Ken Walsh is in Firhouse in Dublin. Ken, 7 the score to beat. How you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad, Dave. Not too bad at all, yeah.
Good, good. What are you up to at home?
Just working from home here this morning, and I have my fiancée Roisin is here to give me a bit of a hand.
Oh, excellent. Okay, right. Well, let's see if we can get as many answers correct as possible, Ken and Roisin. Right, we're going to jump into round one.
Round 1.
So, 2 categories to choose from because Jules took Gouay, but you can have either Come Again or Behind the Scenes. What would you like, Ken?
I think I'll go with Behind the Scenes.
Behind the Scenes. Okay, these are famous singers on social media. It's going to ask you as many questions as we can. 60 seconds and your time starts now. Side to Side saw Nicki Minaj team up with which singer?
Ariana Grande.
That's right. Finish the 2024 Beyoncé song lyric, This Ain't What?
Texas.
Yes. Who sang You Know You Love Me, I Know You Care in the song Baby?
Justin Bieber.
Yes. Which Part of Me singer was once the most followed on Twitter?
Pass.
It was Katy Perry. She's an actress in Only Murders in the Building, but named this social media using
Selena
singer?
Gomez.
Yeah, Selena Gomez. Her Insta handle is @badgirlriri. What's her name?
Rihanna.
Yes. Who told us to hold on, we're going home?
Drake.
Yes. Name the massive breakthrough single from Teddy Swims.
Pass.
Lose Control. Underneath Your Clothes was an early English language hit for who? Yes, Shakira. Was the latest album from Dua Lipa called Radical Optimism or Incessant Radical Pessimism? Optimism. Yes. Nothing But a G Thing was an early single from which rapper?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is right. Name the there's those drums.
Okay.
Let's count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Ken. Mother of japers. It's a very impressive score, all right. And let's see if we can make it even better in this bonus round.
Bonus round.
So we're playing the same game, which is the last few seconds. It is the last few seconds of famous songs. Your category applies. These are all stars on social media. I need the artist and title of each one. Here is your first one.
Ever be with you.
That's James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
It is James Blunt, You're Beautiful. That's a point on the board for that one. Okay, try this one.
Pass.
No, it's Jason Derulo's Want to Want Me, that one was.
Yeah.
Okay, try this.
Sorry, I didn't get that at all.
No, that's not brand new, but it's Sabrina Carpenter's latest one. Please, 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 that one is called. So, can't add it in there. But I guess I don't need to, because you already got yourself a score of 9, which means you are going through to the final. And we got Jules there to say goodbye. No, Jules, send you out a Dave Moore mug. And hello to all the people in Caroline. Right, listen, Ken, you've done it. You're through to the final. You're one question away from being a music master, and the first one this week. I'll come back to you in a couple of minutes' time. Good luck.
Music.
Music Master on Today FM.
Now, Ken Walsh in Firhouse. Hello.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. Excited to get you through this final round now of Music Master and see if we can crown one on a Friday before we head out the door for the weekend. Have you played along with the final rounds before?
Oh, yeah, I play literally nearly every day, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can tell by your impressive round one. You definitely know your stuff. So how do you fare, though, in the final rounds? Because that's different than the other ones, in fairness.
It's hitting me. Sometimes, mostly the lyric is the one that gives it away for me, and I think if I get it in one, it's done, but then other times I'm having a clue.
Okay, so. Well, let's see how this one's treating. You want to give the final round a go?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Final round. Right, in this final round, Ken, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. Hopefully that's the one that will help you. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, the year is 1989. The place is Hendon in England. Hendon. And the lyric is, "Oh, my car smells like chocolate."
Matty Healy, isn't it?
Matty Healy is who you're going for. You sound very confident there, Ken. He's even got a confident chuckle. Yeah, well, let's see. Is this Matty Healy from the 1975? Yes, it is! You're up, Fiona! We're sending all the Music Master prizes out to Firhouse. Ken Walsh, congratulations. You absolutely slayed it, as my 9-year-olds would say. And you're getting everything. You're getting the €250 in cash. You're getting the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and a certificate for your wall that says you are a Music Master, Ken. Fair play to you. And did you say it was Roisin was helping you out?
Yeah, it was Beyonce Roisin.
Brilliant.
He helped me big time in the first round.
Well, listen, the two of you worked well together. You're getting all the prizes. Have an absolutely cracking weekend. And thanks for playing Music Master.
All right, Ken.
All the best. Bye bye. See you, Roisin. There they go. Hey, Ken.
Go, Ken.
What a legend. Music Master winner. Nothing like finishing a week with a Music Master winner. Play it every single day on the radio from 9 until 12. Please tune in. Please play Music Master. It's great crack. Do you know who else is great crack? Kim Mash. Kim Mash from Ise and Curry.
That's a terrible accent. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Is it a little bit of Manchester?
Is she not Manchester? She's definitely northern.
She's northern, yeah.
She's not Manchester, no? I thought she was.
Go on.
Were Manchester. Maybe she's Yorkshire. I don't know.
I think I'm Lancashire, in the north of England.
You do?
No, I just... Yeah,
you do?
I know the places. I wouldn't know where they are geographically.
Oh, okay. Liverpool and Manchester are on the west coast and Newcastle's on the east coast? Would you know that?
No. I know where London is. And I know roughly where Cheltenham is, which is near Wales, and Cornwall's in the south because my uncle lives there.
Right.
I only know really where Cheltenham is because I've been there and I got the ferry.
Did you go to the races?
No, I went to visit family. Okay. I was very little. It was the night I ate two dinners. I was a kid and I was such a greedy kid. I went to one house and they're like, "Do you want dinner?" And I was like, "Okay," and I had dinner. And then I ate it all. And then I went to the house we were staying in. They're like, "Did you want dinner?" And my mum's like, "She's eating." I was like, "I'll have another one." I ate two dinners and then I got sick.
Vicar of Dibley, the Christmas episode. Special where she eats all of the Christmas dinners honestly so hilarious.
Carl,
you've got the location for Kim Mash?
The parish of Whiston in Merseyside.
Merseyside?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So northwest.
She doesn't sound like that at all.
Sound Liverpool in the slightest. No. Are you sure about that?
Are you questioning my fact checking?
I'm questioning your ability
to... Wikipedia search?
His Googling?
Wait, no.
Merseyside is a big long river. Yeah, that's Kim Mash, yeah.
Yeah, born in Whiston, Merseyside,
and that's where she's from.
I just did, and that's why I got northwest. Civil parish within the metropolitan Merseyside, England. East of Liverpool.
Why did you say Merseyside? It's Mersey, mate, with a Z. Merseyside.
Your accents are annoying. They're not even bad, they're just annoying.
Thankfully, Kim Marsh's accents aren't annoying. What might be annoying about Kim Marsh is the smell of her sandwiches. Think back to when you were about 8 years old in school and you opened your lunchbox. What was inside?
Oh, my mum used to give me these sandwiches that were like salmon paste.
Wow. You weren't popular.
No, they were horrible. Or if I was lucky, I got a jam sandwich.
Okay.
That's what I got. That was like my ideal. And then like a yogurt of some kind and a biscuit, like a club biscuit or something like that.
Listen, like, I like everything bar the salmon paste sandwich. People care about Kim Marsh. Becca's been on.
Oh, Dave, I was absolutely obsessed with Kim Marsh when I was a child. The Hearsay were actually my first concert. I saw them in The Point. I don't even know what year. I'm presuming 2004, 2005, I don't know. But love her. Oh my God.
Yes. Well, I did a quick Google there. They definitely played in 2001 and 2009. So presumably they also played somewhere in between there. So you probably definitely went to see them in the mid-2000s. Brilliant. Faye's been on about Kim Marsh's lunch choice, which was tuna paste.
Oh my God, I remember those paste things. They were in jars that were kind of like, they're about the same size as herbs and spices jars that you get in the supermarket, and you could get salmon paste, tuna paste, oh God, it was vile, and beef paste, and I think there was a chicken and liver one, maybe? Oh, and we used to think we were so cosmopolitan, this stuff on slices of French stick. God, they were vile, though, when I think about it. They're up there with crispy pancakes, Dave.
Sorry. Oh, crispy pancakes. Finn's crispy pancakes. Never has anything had a hotter insight. Remember they used to put the warning on the McDonald's apple pies? Forget that. It should have been on the crispy pancakes. Like, you'd bite into the beef one. Like, it'd just burn your tongue instantly. And it never got any colder. How did it retain so much heat? Thanks, Faye, though, for your message about Kim Marsh's tuna paste. Surprised how deep everyone's love for all these pastes is. Kim Marsh was telling me about salmon paste sandwiches earlier on. And Fiona sent in an Amazon link to buy chicken paste and beef paste for sandwiches. No thanks. Also known as Shriptons, she says. And Lynn's been in touch as well.
Oh no, Dave. It must be a Northern England thing because I also used to get the salmon paste sandwiches. Oh no, I've got PTSD from those sandwiches.
Oh, what? There's definitely a Northern England feel to all the people sending in the voice notes. I'm telling you, this like fish paste was a thing in the north of England. We didn't have it here, it seems like. Right, that's the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Back on the radio every time you want to tune in, 9 to 12, Monday to Friday. You know where we are. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.